Sonic Erotica.
I Missed You. Words by Vanilla Impaired. We both knew why you were standing on my porch when I arrived home. Well past normal hours, people tend to drop in unannounced. But we know each other. We know what we need. I could smell your cologne as I reached past you, key in my hand to unlock the door. That smell always set me off, and you knew it. Your eyes told me what you wanted. You saw in mine what I couldn't say out loud. I never could. I didn't need to with you. Not a word is spoken. The lack of an outdoor light was a blessing as it hid the red glow slowly covering my cheeks. My fingers stumbled with the lock, partly because it was dark, but mainly because the twitching in my cunt was causing quite a distraction. It got worse when you leant in to lend a helping hand. Not with the key, no. Fingers snaking underneath my skirt, between my thighs, towards my tingling clit. I'd lost all sensibility at this point. Like a bitch on heat, I was more than ready. Just like that, yes. The key dropping to the ground, I moan and I start to turn to face you. No, you don't let me do that. It's you who's in control. Always. Instead, a hand roughly grabs my hair and you push me up to the door. At the same time, your hand hones in on its destination and begins to knead and rub me into a frenzy. Teeth sink into the nape of my neck. My knees buckle. You hold me there with your hand, all my weight bearing down on fingers that have found their way into my now very wet cunt. Your hand releases my hair and grabs a wrist, moving my arm up above my head, and then the other. You rip at my blouse. I hear buttons popping. Every time I see you, I think I literally lose an item of clothing. I like that you do this. You pull my bra aside so my nipples are exposed and rubbing against the door. Stay there, bitch. Your voice husks. Your hand slips away from my cunt, leaving me feeling empty. I hear your belt being removed. A zip. Heavy breathing. I'm standing at the door, arms above my hair. Skirt hitched up over my ass and my blouse ripped open, panting like a rabid dog. I want you to fuck me. I need you to. Spread your legs. Now. Wider. I don't care where I am. I don't care if someone wanders past right now. I don't care about anything except your cock and my cunt. I spread my legs and squeal and bite my lip as your hand begins a rain of fire upon my cunt. One slap after the other, no chance to take a breath, panties shoved aside. You slam your cock into my cunt as I move my ass towards the hand that is making me want to swallow my own tongue. Your arm is snaked around my waist. I can't go anywhere except where your cock decides to take me. And by God, I want you to take me there. Then, we fuck like there's no tomorrow. The wood on the door is rough against my skin. My nipples rubbed raw, being slammed up and down against the door. My moaning is building to a crescendo. I like it when you hurt me good. The hand that was at my waist now slips down the front of my panties to my clit. She's begging for attention. And you give her just that. A pinch every now and then, rolling me between your fingers. Your cock thrusting hard, so hard I feel like my insides are going to burst through my mouth. Your hand releases just in time to muffle a scream as you bite down hard on my shoulder and the two of us lose ourselves. My cunt clenching down on your cock. You groaning and shuddering, both spent. We lean against the door, catching our breath. I grin. You laugh a little and step back, bend down and grab the key. I turn to face you, not caring if someone sees the disheveled, half-naked mess standing on her doorstep. Coffee? You ask with a smirk.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.